Welcome to the first podcast. I don't know what we're calling this.
I don't know what you're calling this.
Yeah, it's my podcast. Boy, get out of here! But we're here with Samuel right now. And we're doing top 10 Walt Disney World foods.
Trying
to do top 10 Disney World foods. And I have my top 10 right here. He's still looking for his. So I'm going to, and this is in no specific order. But, by the way, while he's looking for his, I'm going to try to stall a little bit. This is our first podcast. You can check us out on the YouTube channel, The Challenge Bros, The Space Challenge Space Bros. We don't have any videos up yet.
They will be going up.
Soon.
Burger Challenge.
What?
Burger Challenge.
What's that?
Burger Challenge again yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did a, well, I'm not going to spoil it, but I'll give you a hint. It's,
a burger challenge.
Just look up triple triple burger.
Wayback Burgers.
Wayback Burgers. Oh my gosh. He didn't complete it, but he still got the shirt.
I was very, very close.
It was close.
I'm wearing the shirt right now.
So, we'll, that will be up. We're probably going to upload it in two parts. Maybe not.
No.
I can splice them together. That will be up soon. So, I'm, is there anything else I can stall with?
Go ahead and, like, do one.
Okay, my first one.
That's how you're gonna start.
My first one. This is in no...
this is what you say.
This is in no specific order. This is how I thought about it.
That's how you're gonna start? You're not gonna say, for our first podcast, the top 10 Walt Disney World food.
The first top 10 of food. The first podcast is... popcorn.
Really?
Popcorn.
Oh.
Well, no, it's not just the normal popcorn. And I'm looking around now to see all the different kind of Disney World popcorns.
Popcorns.
I know Cozy Cone in Disneyland has some really good popcorn.
Why did you just put popcorn if you didn't know?
Because there's a lot of popcorn.
But?
Oh, like there's cheddar cheese, there's onion and chives. There's buttered or caramel, like everything. Gourmets are ones. There's cheddar cheese, buffalo blue cheese, sour cream chive. That's really good. And here's a little tip for you guys. If you go up to the one, it's in Epcot, and it has the buffalo blue cheese, the cheddar cheese, and the sour cream and chive. If you go up, it's by... going into Imagination, joining into Imagination with Figment, you can ask for a free sample, and they will give you a free sample that's like the perfect size for a serving. It's like a cup size. It's like the perfect size for a serving, and you can eat it. And they'll give you any of them. I think they also might have normal popcorn. I'm not sure. But yeah, that's my number one, and that's my number 10, no specific order. So Samuel, you got one?
At the moment, I have three.
Oh, okay. You want to go ahead?
Yeah, I know that one of them is at least on your list, so I'll say that. So, let's see. I'll do the barbecue pork sandwiches from Flame Tree Barbecue. They're so.
I don't like barbecue pork, so.
He's dumb. So, but they're like, I don't know. Flame Tree Barbecue is cheap.
Oh yeah, it's pretty cheap. It's going into Dino Land USA. So I mean you're gonna go ride a dinosaur and then you're walking out and you're like, it smells delicious, and you're like, oh my gosh, I smell barbecue. The ribs there are pretty good too. But it's like, I smell barbecue, I have to get something. And then you go and there it's like not a very long line and you just eat it, walking out of dinosaur. You feel like you might puke, but whatever. And there's bathrooms right there if you do gotta go puke. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
You do gotta go puke.
But, the ribs there are pretty good, too. Alright, so I'm gonna go on to my number two. We're getting this done way too quickly. We might have to stall and do some Disney trivia or something. Shooting for at least a 40-something minute podcast.
Just go.
I'm stalling, okay?
Okay, go.
I'm gonna boost the bait. No. So, number two... shut up. ...is... the roast beef sandwich at Be Our Guest, with nothing on it except for the roast beef and the sandwich. So the bread.
I don't.
You don't what?
I don't really like it.
It's good. I mean, Be Our Guest has stuff that not many kids and stuff will enjoy. But I think the roast beef sandwich is pretty decent. There's also the pork sandwich.
Turkey sandwich.
That one's pretty decent too. But there's the gray stuff, and we haven't had the gray stuff yet, so that can't be on my list. But I'm looking forward to that. And next time we go, I'm gonna try the pot roast mac and cheese. There's not much about to say about this one, except for it tastes pretty good. You can get it with fries.
Everybody knows fries are just to make everything amazing.
Yeah. And the restaurant itself is like, I would just go in there just to see the restaurant and take pictures. That's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it is, but it's kind of overhyped in my opinion. The food was overhyped.
Oh, yeah, the food was overhyped. But the restaurant itself, I don't think you can overhype the restaurant. All right, Samuel, your next one.
I want to do one, but I don't know.
Just do it. If I have it, then we'll code it.
No, I have like three. I'm sure they're yours.
Okay, if we do them, we'll just do it.
I like the chicken fingers from Cosmic Rays.
Dang it.
So I like that.
I don't like those, actually. They're too, like, cold when you get them. So are the fries.
I don't know. I like Cosmic
They're
Rays.
Just like the classic fast food kind of.
I don't know. I like that because Sunny Eclipse is a really cool character.
Well, yeah.
I like watching that kind of thing happen. Like, when we went to the Disney Earth.
Christmas party.
Very Merry Christmas party, and we sat in there, and we got to watch Phineas and Ferb dance around.
That was pretty awesome.
And I don't think Sunny Eclipse was out.
No, because during the Christmas party, they move. It's really cool how they do it. They move. There's like an extra slot on the stage on top. No, bottom. Sorry. They move the stage, and the stage moves down. There's another stage on the top. Sunny Eclipse on the stage moves down below to the utilidors. I guess, and then the other stage comes down with a DJ stand and that kind of stuff, and so, I don't know, it's really cool how it works.
For dance parties and stuff.
Yeah, for dance parties, Christmas parties, that kind of stuff. It's really cool how it works.
Yeah, but I like the chicken fingers because they're probably my favorite.
Just a little bit of Disney technology for you guys.
Because he's a Disney, freaking Disney nerd, so.
I am. I honestly am. All right, so mine third, I'm going to say... Mickey Waffles. Mickey Waffles are the bomb. Everyone knows that. There's not much to say about them except that they're wonderful, flaky, and...
They're...
Puffy waffles.
They are pretty good.
In the shape of Mickey Mouse's head.
I can't find something wrong with Mickey Waffles.
There's also... And you can find stuff wrong with a lot.
A lot of stuff.
There's also the Stitch ones at Ohana that aren't in the shape of Mickey.
They're circles with shit.
But they have Stitch, like... You can't. I'm doing a pose like you can actually see me. You can't, but he's like, Ram Stitch kind of thing. But yeah, they're pretty good. I like Mickey Waffles because they have like the ears. You have the round circular part of the Mickey Waffle, and you have the ears. And yeah, I'm just stalling right now.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good.
They're good. That's like what you need to know is they're good. All right, so Samuel, you're next.
Okay, my next one is give me like 3 seconds. Let's see. I like the fruit. Speaking of Ohana, I like the fruit in the bread from Ohana because there was a lot of different things. I don't know how to explain it. There's a lot of different, you know, types of breads. There's like, you know, normal sweet kind of bread, and there's like the bread with like orange or pineapple or something in it that was really good. I like the bread. I like Ohana because for one, Stitch is my favorite character.
Sorry about that.
And
the characters there are just
the
amazing.
Characters are cool. I like, you know, being able to see all my characters.
You can
characters.
Finally see Lilo again.
Yeah. And
after being taken away from Animal Kingdom.
Well, I mean I like
and Mickey and Pluto's outfits are pretty swag.
They are. They're pretty cool.
Boy, you can meet Angel.
Angel would be awesome, but
Angel and the other experiments would be amazing at Ohana. I just like the feel of Ohana, though.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, like, it looks, it feels really cool. You're just kind of like, wow, this is awesome, and then...
And our waiter was amazing.
Our waiter was awesome.
I like how they serve you food, though. They bring it out in bowls.
Like a big bowl with everything on
with sausage, biscuits, Mickey waffles, Stitch waffles. That was my sister, sorry. Bacon and eggs. And
it's really good.
All this stuff. And then if you want... Fruit, yeah.
Yeah, that's that was my other thing.
And,
it's a fruit
and bread. And they just, they, if you want more, you say, hey, can we have some more bacon? They bring you just a bowl with bacon.
It was really good.
Bacon. I mean, who can go wrong with bacon?
The juice is really good.
Their like Jamba Juice kind of stuff is really good, too.
Yeah, it's called Pog Juice.
Pog Juice. Well, it's basically Jamba Juice.
Pomegranate, orange, and grapefruit or something.
It's
like that.
It's basically Jamba Juice.
Wasn't that Jamba Juice?
No. Well, yeah, basically, they just call it.
And Jamba. That was our cameo from Face.
Hi.
All right, say goodbye now. All right.
So
going on to my
yours.
Next one is maybe Faith will want to help me with this one. Beverly from Coke.
You have got to be kidding
I'm just
me.
Kidding. Beverly, it's fun to me because I can make people be like, hey, look at this amazing Italian soda. It tastes so good. And then you give it to them and they're like, puke. But I actually wrote down Club Cool because I love the drinks in Club Cool and it's free. And I wrote down Starbucks. This is kind of like the same one. Starbucks, because I like the drinks and all, but there's a... Usually they have a special cupcake. And at Epcot, when we go, they have a Mickey cupcake. It's a vanilla cupcake.
No,
vanilla
no,
or chocolate cupcake.
No, there's a chocolate cupcake.
Oh, okay. A chocolate cupcake with vanilla icing on top. Something on top and maybe sprinkles. And Oreos shaped in the ears of Mickey Mouse. It was really good. And I like it.
It's really good.
It's
they are
it's good. And they're not the cheapest, but I mean, if you're going to get a Starbucks drink and you're hungry, you're like, for lunch, or like, you didn't eat lunch, and you're saving a big meal for dinner at some place, just like,
another
hey!
Park, place in the park, or just another park.
Yeah, just, or Downtown Disney or something. You know they are rebranding Planet Hollywood.
No.
I just figured it out. They closed it down. They rebranded it. Sorry, off topic.
Wow.
Anyways, it's just really good because you can go in and you're like, hey, I want a caramel apple spice, large. And then be like, oh, look at this cupcake. I'll take one of these cupcakes. And it's in a little container. You can get a fork with it and you just eat it. It tastes really good. I mean, that's what, technically usually what you do with food is eat it. Anyways, so that's mine. I just like the setting of where the Starbucks is actually in Epcot.
Yeah, it's kind of like in the on one side of Interventions with the on the side of the fountain.
It looks really cool. And actually,
with,
I just realized
the
three
side was on the character spot.
I just realized three or four five technically are in Epcot. Of my foods are in Epcot. But
a lot of mine
are. One of them you can find in other places. Two of them you can find in other places, so it's not that big of a deal. Alright, so Samuel, you're going up next.
Alright, let's see, which ones have I done already?
I should start marking them off.
Okay, well, I like
right
the cheesecake from Sunshine Seasons in Epcot.
I've never had that, actually.
It is so good, like,
Alright, so I've done four.
Trying to remember what... Oh. Okay, I was trying to remember where I had the cheesecake, and I was like, oh, Sunshine Seasons. I believe we were waiting for Soarin' Fast Passes.
I think we were, because I got a gigantic cookie.
They were just... Oh, my goodness.
The
they're just...
Good.
They're so good.
Honorable mention, quickly. I know in the middle of the podcast plot. The cookies in Disney World are just heavenly.
Cookies.
Just any cookie. Like, they're huge. The big ones.
Oh.
They taste so good. Oh. Like, the chocolate chips. The big, giant chocolate chip cookies. And the Rice Krispie Treats.
True.
All right, so... Whatever.
Anyway, cheesecake.
Yeah.
It's just like...
I don't like cheesecake.
Cheesecake. I love cream cheese.
Oh.
And cream cheese is just like the texture and the taste are so good, and I'm just like...
Puke. Cheesecake!
Anyways, yeah. Go ahead.
Alright, so my next one. Okay. So, what should I go for? I'm gonna tick some people off. Well, no. Soft pretzels! Mickey pretzels.
Why did I not... What, how did I not expect you to get them?
Mickey pretzels are beautiful. They're shaped in the head of Mickey. The most...
Mickey wonderful... pretzels are shaped in the head of Mickey, said no one ever.
The most... I just said it, so... They're shaped in the head of Mickey. They're awesome. You get a lot of pretzel for how much they're giving to you. And sometimes you get cheese sauce with it at some places. Anyways, they taste good. And you should not be watching this show on an empty stomach. I'm listening to this. Because now I'm starting to get hungry. We should have not done this show on an empty stomach.
Very true.
Anyways, I wish I could have a pretzel now. They taste really good. They're soft and flaky and then salty. And they're just really good. I love Mickey pretzels. Cheese sauce. They're the bomb. They're the bomb. Not the cheese sauce, especially because the cheese was better. But sometimes the cheese sauce is good if it's warm. But yeah, they're the bomb. No, you can't look at my list.
Yeah.
Alright, Samuel, your turn now.
Alright, I'm gonna go with the waffle fries from T-Rex.
Oh, that's not good! We actually just ate at T-Rex this last time, and we had, my mom and I had waffle fries on our with our burger, and...
I did too, they were, no, I had nachos. So.
But, we still gave you the waffle fries. They tasted were great. Heavenly. They were crunchy.
Goodness.
They were just salted and seasoned perfectly and just...
They're different from Chick-fil-A waffle fries. Like, Chick-fil-A waffle fries are not as crispy as those.
Or salty.
Oh, yeah,
my stomach.
They're really good, though.
I love waffle
those.
Fries now. Shut up.
I miss T-Rex.
And just the restaurant in general.
Yeah, the
really
restaurant
cool.
in general is good, too.
I like Rainforest Cafe better, the restaurant, but T-Rex, the dinosaurs are pretty cool. And how it was like instead of the rain shower, it was like the meteor shower. It was like I think T-Rex might have also been newer than not like Disney Springs new, but like
no, it was added a little bit after Rainforest.
It's not as old as Rainforest, but I love that there's two Rainforests.
Yeah, one in Animal Kingdom, one in.
Is that Disney only?
No, because I've seen it play other places. It's just they build that. Franchise or whatever there, so.
Well, I love it either way.
It's a great restaurant.
Alright, so my number, whatever, I'm not counting anymore, is the frozen lemonade, and I mean, yeah, the ones that you get from the Minute Maid cartons in Hollywood Studios or wherever are pretty decent, but I mean the ones in that one, I forgot what their place is called. It's like the fresh fruit something.
The one in Hollywood Studios.
On Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. It's basically like ice and lemonade just poured into the ice.
It's so good.
I don't like it that much, but I don't like ice in just a drink and then calling it frozen lemonade. So no.
I spelled Boulevard.
Boulevard, but
it's good. It's
they are
really
good. They are beautiful.
And they taste beautiful. And Anaheim Produce.
I mean, they're good, but they're not my favorite. But they're still.
The place is called Anaheim Produce.
It's actually really good. It's across from Fantasmic and
Well, it's a little bit down from Fantasmic. But yeah, Anaheim Produce. If you haven't been there before, they just have like fruits and
Lemonade.
Yeah, they have like apples and bananas and oranges.
Bananas.
And like nuts and that kind of stuff. It's all healthier stuff. Yeah. Like I have the menu right here. I'll read it all. Like Lundberg rice chips, assorted chips, ocean spray craisins, brand fruit and nut trail mix.
There's a bunch
of stuff
things,
like carrots,
Granny Smith apples,
pineapple cup, and for some reason they have churros,
pretzels, cheese sauce.
But the best one is that the frozen lemonade
Orangeburg cup with frozen. Oh, it's the Orangeburg. Okay.
But the frozen lemonade cup, it doesn't come in like the little Minute Maid ones. They're really good. They have Mickey pretzels there too.
Huh. Yeah, it has a few not healthy items.
But anyways, yeah. That's my whatever number it is. I just wrote gift down.
Gift. Alright. My next one are the turkey legs.
I only have four left, and I didn't actually write turkey leg on there because I've never had one. I only have four left. Holy.
They are so good. They're so.
We're at 19 minutes.
The size of a turkey leg is intimidating.
That's why I've never eaten one.
I've never been able to finish one. I've had one before.
When?
I don't remember, but I had one before. I've never finished it.
I've never eaten one
in my
life.
I ate about 3/4 of it, and I was like, goodness, I cannot eat all this.
It's a burger.
Yeah, basically.
I've heard they're really good, though.
They are. They taste really
tender
good.
And that kind of stuff, but I've never had one. I've seen people pull them off the bone, and I was like, that must be one tender turkey leg.
It is. It's very, very juicy and good, and it just gets off.
My stomach is growling.
You have to, like, have napkins everywhere.
My stomach is growling. See, the funny thing is, I've seen... never thought I could eat one fully, but I've seen little, tiny people grab one and just eat the whole thing.
Like little kids just gnawing.
Exactly. I've seen little I've seen like two or three little kids each have a turkey leg, just eating, chomping on it. And I was like, how can you eat that? But
they're pretty good. They're really good.
Is that all you for that?
Yeah.
All right. So my next one. You have 10 down?
I have 11.
Oh, you suck. Yeah. I only have 10 because I couldn't think of any. I couldn't even. I only thought of like 7 of them.
We have a lot of them that are similar.
Funnel cakes!
Yeah.
Is that one of yours?
Yeah.
So we can talk about this one together. Especially the funnel cakes in Epcot is what I was saying. In the American Showcase.
I was thinking the ones in the square.
Those are good too, but I don't know. They're all the same. Funnel cakes. They're amazing. There's nothing really to say about them.
Funnel cakes just get me.
There's not much to say about it. Funnel cakes.
Besides, well, yeah.
Besides heaven. Funnel cake! What the?
That's my call when I see a funnel cake.
What if we do this whole thing and find out it's not even recording?
Anyway, so, next one. Cinnamon rolls.
From?
Gaston's Tavern.
That's on my list, too.
I went there. We went there last time, and it was just, we got bored, you know, the lines were long, and we were like,
Buzz Lightyear
was over almost 2 hours.
Buzz Lightyear was 90 minutes. Everything was just really long. We were hungry, so we were going to go ride something. Make Thunder Mountain, maybe, I don't know. And that's also the day we got stuck in Pirates.
No, we rode Splash Mountain.
Oh, that's what we're riding. But anyways, we ended up going and stopping there and getting cinnamon rolls. And I got a chocolate Danish, pastry. It was pretty good. But nothing compares to cinnamon rolls. It's not
huge.
A classic cinnamon roll. It's like a block almost as big as my head with covered in caramel and cinnamon and like a caramel sauce kind of thing. He ate two.
And I see, yeah.
But I ate some of them, but he ate most of, like, probably about 3/4 of each.
They were really good.
And he ate all of that, and I ate 1/4 of each. But yeah, they were good. And also, the LeFou's brew. He didn't like it. I tried a sample because I looked up and I was like, "Hey, can I get a sample?" The guy's like, "Sure." So he gave me like half a cup for a sample, and I almost got one not in the. I was gonna get one in the little goblet thing. But that was like $10, and I don't want to waste all my money in one place. And then my dad told me I had $50.
Afterwards, he's like, dang it.
I was like, I wanted to get one of those cups, because I want to drink out of it all the time. Anyways, if I go back, I'm going to get one of those. Yeah, it was good. It was like I don't even remember what it was. It was like an iced apple mango something.
It was like a smoothie.
It
was like apple juice with like... I don't know.
And then it had a melted marshmallow on top. While you're saying... Oh, no, it's my turn next. Let me just look it up quick.
Yeah, but...
Foods... I don't care.
It's, I don't know. It was good, but I don't like cold apple juice, and that's basically kind of what it was.
But you like warm apple juice.
Yeah.
Alright. Does it say what it is? Frozen apple juice with a hint of toasted marshmallow... Oh, sorry, not a marshmallow foam. Topped with an all-natural passion fruit mango foam. It was good. You can get it in, if you live in California, you can also get it in California in Cars Land.
That's weird.
at the Cozy Cone. I don't know what it's called, but I don't care.
That kind of makes sense if it's not a
Pillsbury. Yeah. They have a goblet and like a little...
Stein.
That's what it's called. A souvenir stein and goblet. The stein has Bella on it. The goblet has Gaston. And it's awesome. And I want one of them so bad. So that's my... And that's... I kind of stole yours. That was kind of like an honorable mention.
Right there.
No, that was... And now I'm going on to the one that I know is on... The next two I know are on Samuel's list. I'm going on to churros from the Mexico Pavilion.
Well, you know what I'm going to do next.
Is... Yeah. But the churros from Mexico...
Mexican churros.
They're right by... right in front, across from the Three Caballeros, or the pyramid, the Three Caballeros,
yep,
the Three Caballeros, Grand Fiesta Tour, and that,
the Mexican pyramid,
San
Angel Day,
whatever the restaurant's called that I've heard is in, anyway, well, I've heard that
it's like San Angel Inn or something like that.
Anyways, the big pyramid that looks like it's nighttime, even sometimes it was. Anyways, the churros. Back to the churros. The churros are wonderful. They're like, almost like churro rings. Think of an onion ring, but they're churros and don't have onions in them. And they come with really good caramel sauce. Funny thing is, they pretty much already have them pre-made because they sell so much. I literally went up and the lines were crazy long, and then I went to a shorter line, and they're like, all right, what do you want? I was like, I want a large Sprite and a churro ring and two churro rings, because I was buying one for my sister. And they're like, okay. And so 5 minutes later, a minute later, I walk up and they're like, all right, here are churro rings.
As I was paying, I got my churros.
Yeah, pretty much. I gave her the money. She's like, here's your churro rings. I was like, what? But they don't call them churro rings. They call them churros. So you just ask for churros.
You can find some, like, Hollywood Studios having normal churros, but Epcot in Mexico have the churro rings. So.
The churro rings are great, and I don't remember them having churro rings. A couple years ago, I think they just had normal churros.
Yeah, they had normal churros.
And they were good and all, but I mean, I like churros anyways, but the churro rings, they're beautiful.
All right,
and so that
You're
was
not
my...
not stealing this one. I'm doing that one last, although you're basically out of them, aren't you?
Yeah, but we'll do it together.
Okay. Well, I have another one.
He's talking about bowls.
That he doesn't have, and it's the food from Teppan Edo.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It is a a Chinese restaurant.
It's hibachi.
Stop it.
Hibachi.
Stop it. It's a Japanese restaurant in Epcot.
Hibachi.
That is amazing. Called Teppan Edo. It's a big, not pyramid, like kind of like a temple kind of thing. And
hibachi.
But yeah, it's kind of like a hibachi restaurant where they cook the food in front of you, and it's so good. Like the quality of the food, the service is good. The people are always really nice. We sat with a guy who looked a lot like Blake Shelton last time.
You know who that is? I think that's a YouTuber. I think you're back on it now. And that's a YouTuber.
Oh, that's cool.
Jones Family Travels, if that was them. They followed me on Instagram.
Huh.
I think it was them.
Huh.
Pretty, I don't know how many subscribers they have.
That's cool. But, yeah, he looked a lot like Blake Shelton.
Maybe not. I don't know.
But they had a little kid, and but him and his wife, I don't know, they were really nice, and so, like, we got to, you know, talk and get to know them. We got to know the server, the guy cooking our food.
10K subscribers. Yeah. If that was them, then that's cool.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Maybe not. But I don't know, I just kind of like one that was like, maybe it is them.
I don't know, the food was really good, though. The service is great, and the servers and
the people are
cooking,
so nice.
The person cooking the food, the chef, is really nice. It's so funny when they do like the little onion train and kind of set it on fire like a volcano. It's just kind of cool. But yeah, the food, the quality is so good. It's, you know, authentic Japanese hibachi, so I really like it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Alright,
And then our last one.
No, I have two more.
What?
One more, and then the one that we... Yeah. So, I have one that I haven't seen in Disney in a while, which is the Nestle Toll House cookie ice cream sandwich thing.
If you haven't had one of those, where have you been?
It's two huge Nestle chocolate chip cookies with ice cream in the middle. And it's just so... It's fire. It
30 fire. Minutes! We've been going on for 30 minutes, sorry.
Anyway, so...
That was weird.
They're really good, and I haven't seen them in a while. I used to go into Animal Kingdom, but I haven't seen them in a while. So that's kind of just like an honorable mention.
Kind of disappointing.
But yeah, the last one.
Alright.
The last
Dole Whip Floats!
Dole Whips!
Dole Whip Floats!
Dole Whips! Rip headphone users. Rip headphone users.
Rip headphone users!
Dole Whips!
Dole Whip Floats!
Yeah.
Dole Whips!
Oh my.
Oh baby.
Goodness. Dole Whips.
If you haven't had one of those, you are honestly not living.
It is. Let me explain. Without interruption.
They were better before they made them just the one flavor ice cream, because you got vanilla ice cream and the pineapple juice, but anyways.
Anyway, Dole Whip Floats are practically pineapple ice cream with pineapple in a cup with pineapple juice.
On the bottom of it, it kind of floats on the top.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. They also have vanilla ice cream with pineapple juice.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they do. That's what I got last time. It's,
The fudge?
I think so.
What?
I could be wrong, but I believe so. Maybe I got pineapple ice cream. I don't know. Anyway, all I can tell you is that it's good.
I think you need to try it.
Not Aloha Isle. Sunshine Tree Terrace. It used to be over in Aloha Isle.
And the Polynesian somewhere. Also, if you live in California, there's two places you can get them. One outside of the park. You can get one in this red. Oh, it's called like Hula Girl Shaved Ice or something. You can get Dole Whips. Official Disney Dole Whips. And then you can also get some with shaved ice around the ice cream.
Oh.
Like strawberry shaved ice, that kind of stuff. I watch YouTube, so I know this
stuff. He's a nerd, and he's a Disney nerd.
But that's only if you live in California. They need to make one in the Orlando. Yeah. Is that it?
That is it for the food. The food is done. Now I need my own food.
That's our podcast.
Food. Yeah.
Wait, we need to do another podcast that it is, though.
Food, and more food, and podcast food.
And warning, and I wish I would have said this in the beginning of the podcast, you shouldn't watch this on an empty stomach.
I already said that.
Well, I'm saying it again, because my stomach is growling really bad.
Food! Again, rip headphone users.
Alright.
He's dumb.
That was the end of this podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed, and...
Check us out on YouTube. The Challenge Bros. Samuel and Nolan and Jonah and Chase were the Challenge Bros. And we do challenge videos and apparently podcasts about Disney and other random things like podcasts about video games. So, yeah.
And another podcast will be coming out probably this week.
Probably, yeah, later this week. So,
peace out, boys!
Thanks for watching. Deuces.